Form filling 3.
Listen to the news report about a robbery and then complete the notes from the detective's notebook. First, you have some time to read the form. Now, listen to the news report and fill in all the blanks. There has been an armed robbery this morning at the Halifax Building Society's branch in Edward Street. John Brings is at the scene with Detective Sergeant Henry Lawson.
Detective Sergeant, can you tell us what you know about the robbery?
Yes, the raid took place this morning, shortly after 11:30, when a man accompanied by a woman went into the offices of the Building Society and asked to see the manager. There were no other customers in the building at the time. They were let into the manager's office, and the woman produced a gun from her handbag. Then they took the manager back out of his office and made him tell the cashiers to hand over all the money they had in the tills and in the safe. It came to about $25,000.
Presumably you have a number of witnesses.
Yes, we have a good description of both of them. The man was about 1 meter 80 centimeters, around 35 years of age, with blue eyes and short, curly red or ginger hair. He was wearing jeans, a green sweater, and a three-quarter-length blue coat. When he spoke to the cashier when he came in, he called himself Mr. Erickson, but we doubt whether that is his real name. But we do know that may be his real name. He also spoke with a strong Scottish accent, which may help us to trace him.
And what about the woman?
Now, she is in her early 20s, slim and quite tall, about 1 meter 70 centimeters. She was wearing a long white raincoat, which was quite loose-fitting, and which she didn't take off. She had a beige handbag, which they used to hide the gun in. She's got straight, shoulder-length blonde hair, blue eyes, and, like the man, has a noticeable accent.
Do you have any other information?
Yes, the car they used was seen by two or three people. It's a blue or dark blue Ford Escort, and we have the registration number. And it's G595ERI. I'll say that again. It's G595ERI. Now, the car was stolen from Bishopstone just over a week ago, so if anyone has seen it in the last week, we would like to hear from them. We also know that the car's front left headlight was broken when it was stolen, and is still broken, we think.
So, you would like information from the public about the car?
Yes, and the people. We're appealing to anyone who thinks they may recognise the two robbers or know anything about the car. We've set up an incident room in Swindon, and the telephone number is 774529. So we would like people to ring us if they have any information. And, of course, all calls will be dealt with in the strictest confidence.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the number again, if you have any information, is 774529. And now back to the studio.